Proverbs 17:12. Let a man meet a bear robbed of her cubs rather than a fool in his folly. Now, I know it may not sound like I'm honoring moms today, but I want to talk to you a little while about Mama Bear. If you've ever met Mama Bear, why don't you give me a witness right now? You met Mom in not so good a tone. You may be seated. If you're like me, you go to the card store looking for that perfect card for your wife, or when my mom was still with us, mother-in-law, you're looking for the perfect card. You're not looking for one that's camo, hopefully. You're looking for one that's pretty. Maybe it's pink or purple. It's got some real sweet words in there. I've never seen a Mother's Day card with a grizzly bear on the front, but you're looking for a card that's sweet, like sugar and spice and everything nice, right? That's what we think of on Mother's Day. My wife has an annual tradition. Her birthday, you know, is last Sunday, and Mother's Day is today, of course. So between these weeks, we go and shopping, and she likes to buy flowers and plants, and that's my gift to her to pot them. And that's our tradition for Mother's Day. And whatever it is that you do for your mom or someone who is like a mom to you, make sure you go out of your way. It is biblical. It's the fifth commandment, honor thy father and thy mother. It's the first commandment with promise that your days would be long on the earth. So it's a good thing. It's a godly thing to show honor to your mother. That's something that we should do. There's nothing like a mother's love. My grandfather liked to cook outdoors, and if the meat was tender, he would say it's as tender as a mother's love. Godly mothers are sweet, tender, kind, patient, gentle, forgiving, giving. Sounds like the Boy Scouts, right? Trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent. That's Boy Scouts. But moms are amazing. I've never seen any human being give more than mothers give. They invest their lives in raising their children. They give up their bodies to birth a child. And I mean, we should really take time to honor our mothers. Mothers, according to the biblical job description, they teach, encourage, guide, discipline. They impart their faith to their children, like Timothy, whose mother and grandmother, his father was not a believer, but his mother and grandmother imparted to him the faith that allowed him to be used in the kingdom of God. All of that is true about godly mothers. But there is another side of moms, of this maternal nature. I think it would be wise to consider this. If you've ever met this side of mom, you've never forgotten it. Amen? Moms are apex guardians. Now, I know, I teach and believe the Bible teaches that fathers are to be the providers, the primary providers and protectors of their homes. But mom is not left out of this biblical role model of protecting their children. Moms are also guardians of their homes. The Bible, in fact, really portrays this guardian nature of moms. And it's kind of an unusual look at moms. Solomon was writing about wise people and fool people, people who were fools. And he was trying to say how bad it is if you run into a fool in his folly. And is searching for the right picture of that, inspired by the Holy Ghost, Solomon wrote our text, Proverbs 17:12, let a man meet a bear robbed of her cubs rather than a fool in his folly. Now, we'll leave the fool in his folly for another day, but I want you to see what Solomon said. He's trying to think of some imagery of the most vicious, powerful, dangerous foe that you could ever face, and he said it's a mama bear that's been robbed of her cubs, and if you mess with her cubs, you better look out. She's coming after you. That's what Solomon said. But I didn't really just rob or grab some obscure verse in the Bible. Solomon doesn't say Papa Bear. Papa Bear's bigger, stronger, but he's not as highly motivated as Mama Bear. You rob a Mama Bear of her cubs and she's coming after you. So hold that image in your mind, because the Bible says more about this. Now, when Absalom rebelled against his father David, took the throne, David was a fugitive. He went out and there is some counsel. Ahithophel gave him some counsel. But there was a wise man named Hushai, and God used him to defeat the counsel of Ahithophel. And he painted a word picture of David, Absalom's father. He said, "Your dad is a cunning man." 2 Samuel 17:8. "For said Hushai, you know your father and his men, that they are mighty men. They are enraged in their minds like a bear robbed of her cubs in the field. And your father is a man of war, and he will not camp with the people." He knew that when he described a mama bear robbed of her cubs in the field, that he was painting a picture to Absalom that said, "Don't go mess with your father David. He's more dangerous than a mama bear." Now, there's another reference in the book of Hosea. I'm not going to read it because it is so graphic and vicious. But Hosea said, "My people have forsaken me, and I will meet them like a bear that has been derived of her cubs," that her cubs have been taken away. She's deprived of her cubs. He said, "I'm going to rip them open. I'm going to destroy them like a lion." I just want to tell you today, for all the sweet things about your mom, you don't want to ever rile up the mama bear in her. She's coming after you, and she won't quit until there's nothing left. Now, no disrespect intended. I'm not speaking disparagingly of mothers, but we sometimes paint moms in a light that's really not the full picture. I thank God for mothers that love and care for and will protect their babies no matter the cost. Amen? I wouldn't even dare being respectful to moms. After these verses I read in the Bible you today, you think I'm messing with Mama Bear? You got another thought coming. Now, moms don't just have a Mama Bear nature, but real Mama Bears have the equipment to back up their attitude. Amen. Now, I was reading about bears. You know, I like the out-of-doors. And probably the bears in Israel and Palestine were Syrian brown bears. But I'm going all the way to the top of the food chain. I'm going with grizzlies today. Female grizzly bears, they can take with one of their paws, they can flip over a 350-pound boulder in search of food. They have claws that are 2 to 4 inches long. They have 42 teeth. They have a crushing power of like 1,000 to 1,250 pounds per square inch. That's 10 times stronger than the bite of a human being. Don't mess with Mama Bear. She can weigh 500 to 800 pounds. She's the second fastest bear in the world. She can cover 100 yards in under 8 seconds. She can run 30 miles an hour and keep up that for long distances. I'm just going to tell you that when Solomon and Hosea were describing and Hushai was talking about a mama bear, they had an image in their mind of an incredible predator. Mama bears mean business, and when they are robbed of their cubs, they are on the prowl for you. I was reading a little more about this, and you may have seen this recently in the news, but sow grizzly bears, female bears with cubs, are responsible for roughly 70% of all human injuries from grizzly bear attacks, mostly because they feel that their cubs are being threatened, so they're coming after you, and they turn into vicious predators. This week, there was an article that came out in the news in Yellowstone National Park. Two hikers, one age 15, one age 28, they were injured on Mystic Falls Trail near the Old Faithful Geyser, and the evidence led to a bear attack, and they believe it was a bear and two or three of her cubs that saw these hikers. The mama bear felt threatened and went after them. We don't know the extent of their injuries, but the article said they were airlifted, so I think it was pretty bad. There's another article this week Glacier National Park. Came out on Wednesday, the body of a hiker was missing, found off the trail, 2.5 miles up the trail. They believe it was a mama grizzly bear that went after him. It hasn't happened in decades at Glacier National Park. But 1988, May 17, the man was attacked by a female grizzly bear and her two yearlings. 2025, a brown color bear and her cubs attacked another hiker. I'm just going to tell you that if you want to get in trouble, you mess with the mama bear instinct that God put inside a woman to protect her babies and her cubs. Amen. Now let me give you a little reprieve from all that vicious talk. We really do honor moms. And we thank you for what you do that's not like the predatory type of stuff. Long days, long nights sometimes, keeping the vigil like a nurse or a doctor. Everything you do that you sacrifice for your family, for all the sleep that you've lost in raising your family, thank you. It may go unnoticed and underappreciated, but today on Mother's Day, we pause to say thank you for everything that you as a mom do for your family. And I want to add for the church, for the kingdom of God, you're raising a godly generation that will make a difference in our world. And we applaud you for being an amazing influence in the world. Ensuring that your kids have character, that you train them up in the way that they should go, that they know the Bible stories that teach them the ways of God, and you make sure they're involved in wholesome activities that build character and develop their talents, and not just activities to make them famous. The work of mothers never ends, and one of my favorite things to do around Mother's Day is to go back and find out how much moms are worth if you pay them to do what they do. Now, I don't do this every year, but this year I did. And there's a website, you know, that's called insure.com. And they say that if you paid a mom to do what she does over the course of a year, you would have to pay your mom $145,235 for the stuff she does as a mom. And all the moms have got their hands out right now saying, pay up, 145 grand. I've seen estimates that were as low as 85,000, as high as 327,000. And some mom even, you know, got 650,000 rated for what she did. But a mom's work is never done. I'm just talking about if you tried to pay a mom, managing all the daily routines of the family, emotional support, all the household responsibilities, many times on top of a full-time career. Moms consistently give, amen, serve their families, buy, cook, clean, all of those things. If you're a good husband, you pitch in. Thank God for you. We'll talk about you in about a month. It's not your day, though. So just quietly serve in the kitchen. A cook earns like $17-$14 an hour. You'd have to pay your mom over $12,000 a year just for the cooking that she does, for all the help with homework and caregiving and cleaning and laundry. And you try to put a price tag, but the Bible said that a virtuous woman, her price is far above rubies. You cannot pay a mother for laying down her life for her family. It's an amazing thing that moms do. But today, I'm kind of coming after that side of a mom that I want to encourage every mother to cultivate in your life. That not only you are the caregiver and all the things that you do as a mom, but I would like to ask you to develop that side of you that is a spiritual mama bear. That when you see a temptation, when you see an ungodly influence, when you feel a relationship that is just not right, that something would rise up in you and say, oh, not you, not them. You're not going to come get my babies like a bear that's been robbed of her will. So I'm calling on spiritual intercession and fervent prayer and the kind of mothering that reaches way down and says the most important thing in my life is to make sure that my kids are right with God, that they are not robbed out of the church, not robbed out of my home. And I will fight in prayer. I will fight in worship. I will fight in influence. I've come to you today to appeal to that side of a mom that says, I'm not going to take this sitting down. I'm not going to let you rob me of what God has given me. I'm going to fight for my marriage. I'm going to fight for my family. There is nothing like the prayers of a mother. That's what I want to say today. That for all the kind, sweet, loving things we can say, we need mothers to join husbands and fathers to stand up against the evil that is in our world, that is seeking every day to undermine the faith and the morals of your children. And we need to be vigilant and sober and pay attention and fight the good fight of faith. Amen. You are never more powerful than when you pray. You are never more powerful than when you are under submission. Amen. I often say to men that the most dangerous people in the world are people not under submission, but the most powerful people in the world are people who have come under the right authority of God and a home and a church and have the power of God working in them. So today on Mother's Day, I know it's not such a pretty sermon, but we're in a battle. We're in a war. And I'm asking every mom to step up and stand up and be spiritual, be an intercessor. Stand guard over the cubs, over the children that God has given you. We heard it last Sunday, but the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, they're not earthly, but they are mighty through God. Those weapons of prayer and fasting and worship are more powerful than anything you can do. I know moms spend a lot of time doing a lot of good things for their families, but I'm encouraging you to be a woman of prayer, a fervent prayer, not just praying for petitions, not just praying like expressing your worry in prayer, but I'm talking about standing between something attacking your family and them and saying, not on my watch. I am here as a bear that is going to watch that my cubs are not robbed from me. Amen. Children need mothers who will war like that for them. Mama bear boldness manifests itself in a lot of ways. Amen. I want to encourage you. You can be a sweet mother, but don't be a weak mother. Don't be a mother who just says yes when you should say no. Don't be a mother who's doting, but not really on duty to pray and to stand. I talk about this a lot to dads, but I'm going to say to moms too, it's all right for you to say no. We're not watching that. We're not reading that. We're not going there. We're not hanging out with them. I've got to protect you from the greatest threat you will ever face. It is a spiritual threat to undermine your soul. And we need the mama bears to rise up and to take a stand. I learned in our marriage that God has given my wife a spiritual sensitivity that is far above mine. She can sense danger, sense something's not right long before I do. And I try to be spiritually sensitive. But I want to tell you moms, and I want to ask husbands and fathers to listen to the instincts, the spiritual instincts of your wives, of these moms, because they have the ability to sense danger, I think, in a way that men cannot do. So I want to encourage you moms to develop that and listen to that. And when you feel that it's not right, don't just kind of give in and go along and brush it off, but stop where you are and say, we're going to have to do something about this. We need to pray and take a stand. I want to also say to every mom that a divided home is a defeated home. And the only way that our homes will be successful is if husbands and wives will get together on how we're going to stand for truth, how we're going to raise our children, how we're going to be involved in ministry, what we're going to do and what we're not going to do. Wives under the authority of husbands, husbands under the authority of God. And together we are powerful to make a difference. Amen. So if you don't want your home to be defeated, don't allow it to be divided. Even when you disagree, even when you feel, you know, that you would like to say it differently, if it's not violating a biblical principle, you need to say, let's be together. Let's do this the Bible way. Let's do this the godly way. We're not giving in to worldliness. We're not giving in to the effects of this world. We're going to stand strong for truth. That's why I'm going to encourage you moms to deploy that mama bear side of you. Because God has not just given you the instinct. He's given you the equipment, the spiritual and physical power to do something about it. And I thank God. I've watched my wife, who is sweet and kind and not confrontational, but I watched her once stand up for her cubs. And I looked and like, wow, she needs no backup right now. She's got this. Amen. I read a story a long time ago. Now you can find anything so much faster. So I went back and found this story. And, you know, like grizzly bears, polar bears, they're similar. And I got sidetracked asking all you guys, if a polar bear and a grizzly bear got in a fight, which bear would win? It depends on who you read. It happened in a little village on the shore of Hudson Bay in northern Quebec. The village is called Ivujovic. And in that little village, it's a 41-year-old mom named Lydia Angui. She was in that village, and she had her two young sons with her. There was a group of kids playing over here, and all of a sudden, she heard these kids start shouting and waving, and Lydia turned around, and she saw a tall polar bear, taller, I think, than 7 foot, staring down, sizing up her 7-year-old son. So here's Lydia, barely 5 foot, 90-something pounds soaking wet. Two boys, polar bears, coming after her 7-year-old. And she says, all I could think about was stopping that animal. She said to herself, my boy is going to be killed, and there is nothing I can do. So little Lydia turned around and faced the polar bear, and she started kicking and punching it. Within a few seconds, a villager grabbed a rifle, fired a couple warning shots, separated the bear from Lydia, and eventually neutralized the polar bear. 8 foot in length, 700 pounds, little old 5 foot Angioli, Lydia. But in that moment, I just wonder if bears could talk. What would the polar bear have said when a 5 foot little mama bear turned around and said, not my boy. You're coming after him? You got to deal with me first. That's the kind of spirit I'm trying to raise up in all of us. Now, you may say, I may be outmanned, outgunned. I may not look like I'm a formidable foe. But when it comes to my cubs, I'm not letting you get to them. I'm standing up and fighting for them. Mama bear. There's a story in the Bible. It's not about a mama bear, but it's one of the most, I don't know, heartbreaking stories that you'll read about a mom. A woman named Rispa, one of Saul's concubines, and she had two sons by Saul. And to appease the Gibeonites, they turned these boys over to them, and they were all killed, impaled, publicly displayed, and left. 7 sons in all, 2 that belonged to Rispa. And they were left to be exposed to the elements until they decomposed as retribution for the ills that were done by Saul's family. Humiliating, disgusting, gross. And so this woman, Rizpah, the Bible says that she didn't just let this happen. There were predators, there were scavengers. But the Bible says that Rizpah, she went out there and she spread some burlap on a rock. And she decided, this is where I'm camping out. I might be here a few days or a few weeks, or some commentaries say several months. She was there during all the harvest time. She spread this burlap there and stayed there through the entire harvest season. She prevented the scavenger birds from tearing at their bodies during the day. She stopped the wild animals from eating them at night. This is in your Bible. So Rizpah said, you know what? There's not a lot left to save. But for the dignity of my boys and for the sake of me being a mom that is not going to take this sitting down or laying down, I will stay here. I will do what I can to defend my sons against the attack of the scavengers and the predators. This little woman, Rizpah, is in your Bible because there's something inside of her that said, I will do anything I can to defend my family, even when it looks like there's nothing left. You don't want to meet a mama bear robbed of her cubs. But I was thinking about this, not even in my notes, just kind of jotted on an index card in the prayer room, that sometimes cubs have been taken, stolen, lost. I'm looking at some mama bears here today that have some prodigal children that are not here, but they're still worth saving. And I want to appeal to you that there's nothing like a cub that has been recovered when it has been robbed. So I want to encourage you, moms, with every breath in you, to never give up on praying for what has been robbed out of your home, for children that are wayward. We're going after them in prayer. We're reaching after them in love. And if you're a child today that has been away from God, what better day for you to come back to the Lord than today? Would you bow your head and let's pray right now? I ask you, Lord, in Jesus' name, that you would supernaturally come in this room, that you would speak to the heart of mothers who sometimes feel overwhelmed, who have been through seasons of grief. This morning, Lord, I prayed for moms who have gone through unusual loss in their lives, who have suffered grief, God, that is unspeakable. But today, God, I pray that you would let a spirit of a mama bear, of a Rizpah, rise up in the wonderful mothers of this church. I pray in Jesus' name that you would help us fight on our knees in prayer, that you would help us fight, oh God, in intercession for our families, that you would work in us, God, to recover the cubs, the children that have been robbed away, even children that are here in the house but are lost or drifting or confused, oh God, have been wandered away in their hearts. I pray that today, God, our moms would fight for their souls. If you're able, would you stand right now? Would you lift your hands to the Lord right now? And would you say, God, I pray that you would give me the courage. Lord, give me the courage to fight for my family. Help me guide my children to make wise decisions. Help me help them choose godly friends. Help me, Lord, be more vigilant about activities and media that's trying to undermine our faith. Help us, God, not be afraid to say no, for no is an often great act of love. I pray, God, that you would put a tenacity in mothers and fathers today, that we would fight for our families, Lord, that we would not be weak in spirit, weak in will, but make us courageous, God. Give us spiritual sensitivity against the wiles of the devil. I pray in Jesus' name that you would help us today, God, cultivate a spiritual mama bear instinct to its very fullest, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray.